this is the same thing as listing it on Google normally, and will I be speaking to you most of the time, or just people? Like, if I were to call your company, is it you who's going to speak to me, or anybody?
You'd speak with Chris. He's my director for that area. I'm bringing him on the line now with us. He knows more about the area than I do, so that's why I was asking him to come on. Are you with us now, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
oh,
I can break down everything. So Anthony, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area, so I take care of all the East Coast. I actually have family in Long Island, so I think that's one of the places you go to do work as well, right?
Yeah, I'm actually really close to Long Island.
Okay, yeah, my uncle, he lives in by Jones Beach. Have you heard of that, Jones Beach?
Yeah, that's not too far from me. I go there every summer.
Okay, yeah, I love Jones Beach. It's a really nice area, and we take the subway or the train, the metro, excuse me, not the metro. You can say the train, I guess, right? All the way to instead of taking the car to go to the city, that's the best way to do it, right? Instead of having to pay all those fees for I can't believe you guys charge so much for every single bridge. It's insane. How can you live like this? Anyhow.
Yeah.
Different
rough
story.
Over here.
It's rough, yeah. I would go every single year. It's been 2 years that I haven't seen him, but he's Latino, and he married half Italian, half Irish woman, which my auntie, she is tough, man. She runs the show for sure. So she's a very strong, strong personality. So think about it. Italian and Irish, I mean, both of them are pretty strong. So anyhow, pretty crazy. And then you're dealing with the most annoying little creatures that have ever existed. Bed bugs,
yes.
Right? Oh, my God. I hate those.
Can I get rid of them all?
And you know what? Here's the thing. Like I had an issue with bed bugs years ago, and I thought I was just a dirty person, right? Like, I'm like,
no.
And I'm blaming my wife, but then check it out. It's like, it doesn't have to do anything. Like, you can go to a hotel, you can go, and that's what happened. We went to a hotel, and they had bed bugs, and then they can crawl on your suitcase or your clothes, and that's how you bring them home. So.
Yeah, they're not the best runners, but they're like number one hitchhiker.
Hijackers, yeah. Or, hitchhikers. There you go. That's right.
Yeah.
Those things are so annoying, and it's just like, man, they're just, it's just, anyhow. So we got rid of them, but it's never again. I don't ever, now I'm paranoid. I go to a hotel or someone, and I just check the sheets to make sure, or the seams of the mattresses, right? That's where they want to hang out. Oh,
yeah.
Man, it's crazy. And are you only dealing with bed bugs, or are you doing other types of pests as well?
At the moment, I'm strictly bed bugs at the moment. But
okay.
Also, it will work on mites, but I don't know how.
Yeah, so
we'll put that in there.
Yeah, so how this works, right? Since the very first thing I want to establish here, Anthony, is our partnership badge with Google. So the most important thing out of this phone call to begin with is I want to kind of show you who we are. I think we called you this morning. We have a spot available. So once we have a spot available. We can't work with any of the competitors or competition in the area, and that way we're giving you the maximum results, right? We don't want to work against you. We want to work with you so that way you're getting the best results. So our company is Local Splash. We've been in business for 21 years, and I texted
Local
you over
Splash.
I texted you over a number or a text message to your number, excuse me. If you open up that link, that's going to take you directly to Google's website. So that's on Google. And Google's going to state there that we're a Google partner, okay? So Google will call the big companies like Coca-Cola, Samsung, Tesla, Mercedes, and so forth. And then they have companies like ours to deal with the small to medium-sized businesses because you guys need advertisement too, okay? So that's what we do. So you're in good hands working with a partner. And the way this works, right, is, obviously I think the business is in Fresh Meadows, New York, correct?
Correct. Oh, Chris, may I ask you a question?
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just had how do you guys find our numbers, like the companies who are available to work there?
Great question. Did you recently submit a Google Business Profile?
Yeah, but it's suspended.
Okay. So once a business profile is suspended, we get information of businesses that are suspended because we help you unsuspend your profile. Yeah. So we have direct contact to Google's back office. So they notify us, and then we contact you. And number one is getting your Google business profile suspended. For the past 2 years, anything that you make modifications on your profile, they'll flag it and suspend it. And they won't even tell you, which sucks, you know?
Yeah, so, it's been difficult.
I know. It's trust me. I hear it all day, every day. So the first thing is getting your Google business profile suspended. So what we do is our technicians get, you know, we have access to their back office, and then we unsuspend it, and then what we do is we get it optimized. So it's okay to have a Google business profile, but the way that I see it, it's like your website, okay? Your website's really nice. Yeah. It has one of those nasty buggers on the front.
yeah. I kind of want to change that, but
no, it's cool. I mean, like I'm so traumatized. I'm just going to be honest. Right?
That's
like,
what I don't want to do to you. I don't want to traumatize anybody else.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you're providing a service that relieves the trauma, you know, the trauma. So,
yeah,
okay,
true.
I don't think there's anything bad with the website. You, as a person that, you know, has had this experience myself before, like, I knew the sleepless nights, the paranoid nights. It's a horrible feeling, man.
I know.
To the point where you don't even want to sleep at home. It's like, it's bad. So we dealt with
it. I know people who don't. Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had to sleep it all in one room. That's how bad it was. So like, so that way we, like, didn't spread it around, and it was just crazy. But anyhow, the whole point here is having a website and having a Google business profile, that's okay, right? But the number one thing that we do is type in every single keyword into the Google system so that way you're coming up as a top recommended option, right?
Okay.
So that's what you're paying for as far as the service. But you got a company called Clean NY Bed Bugs, Roach.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up. You're breaking up. Can you say that again?
Yeah, can you hear me better now? Does it sound better?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a company called Queens, New York, Bed Bug, Roach, Pest Control Exterminator. Have you heard of that guy?
Queens, New York, Bed Bug, Roach? No.
Mm-hmm. No? Okay. So that's just an example of a company that's on Google for bed bugs, right? And there's multiple companies. So I just want to give you an example. So what we do is every time anyone's looking for bed bug exterminator or pest, or if they're looking for mites, any of those keywords, how people are typing it, we make sure that you're coming up as a top recommended option, okay?
Okay.
So not only in your own area, but we can do target marketing. So you can target all 5 boroughs, and then you can also go into Long Island if you wish, because New York is really not that big. Everything's just kind of clustered, you know?
Yeah. That's exactly why I have to go anywhere.
Exactly, right? So you have access to, you know, all the boroughs, and, you know, obviously you can get around really quick. So that's what we would be able to do for you. So having a website definitely lowers the cost on something like this. The number one thing is having the exposure. It's like, for example, right, when I went to New York, one of the very first things I wanted to do is I wanted to go to Times Square. So Times Square, what is the first thing I did? I looked for a pizza place because I wanted that New York pizza style. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing like, you know, so the very first thing I did is I pulled up my phone and I looked for New York style pizza, and then I have different options. So that's what we would do is when people are typing in those keywords on Google, you're coming up as a top recommended option in those areas, right? So the more visibility that you have, the more they can see your website, the more people can find you, the more opportunities you're going to have, okay? So
perfect.
By you having the website, it's really good, but the way that I see it, it's like Times Square is filled with billions of billboards, right? Would you agree? Like, they have so many, even those crazy ones where, like, they feel like the car is popping out of the building, you know? Like, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
But
Oh, one second. Can you give me a second, please?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
One second. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Uh-huh.
I'm here.
I just received a text.
Yeah, that was me.
Logo price.
Yeah, logo splash. And I want to go over pricing and what this is going to include. So the pricing that you see there, it's not going to be your pricing. I can do something much better than what I'm quoting you, okay? So I want to go over like the way that this would work. So, you know, having a website and having your Google Business Profile is like having a billboard in the middle of the desert or in the middle of nowhere. So what this would be doing for your clients is would, you know, when they're typing in those keywords, your website and your listing on Google will appear so people can call you and you have better chances of getting those clients, right? You know, just like those billboards that are on Times Square, you know, they're right there because they can draw attention and you're going to get more customers coming into that restaurant or whatever that billboard really kind of wants to draw you in for, right? So
yeah.
Our pricing page, if you open that link up, I'll show you exactly what I can do for you today, okay? You got a lot of things going on for your business. You have a website. Do you have anything else that I'm missing online besides your website and your Google Business Profile that was suspended? Do you have like a Facebook or like do you have like any other listing?
Yeah, I have a Facebook, Instagram, and I'm also on Angie listings.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So with the Facebook is cool. We also run Facebook retargeting ads. So I don't know if you've ever done like a search for stuff on Google or like Amazon, and then all of a sudden whatever you were looking at pops up on your Facebook feed.
Yes.
Yeah. That
all
kind
the
of
time.
Scary. All the time, right?
Yeah.
We do those as well. So let's say people were looking for bed bugs or like exterminator or pest control for bed bugs, and then they forget about it, and then they go on their Facebook feed, and then we have an ad with your company right on there, which is cool. So you can get more clients that way. So. As far as pricing, everything we do here is month to month. There's no contracts, okay? The goal here is for you to get yourself on the first page and see the actual traction that's going on with something like this. So that way you can evaluate the program and you're not having to marry us for a very long term, right? The whole goal is to make sure that it's bringing you profit, okay? So our pricing page is kind of very straightforward. If you open up that link and go all the way towards the bottom.
All the way to the bottom?
Yeah, I'll show you what I can do for you today, okay? So we have three packages, Essential, Pro, and Platinum, all right? So what I can do for you today, since you have your websites, you have your Facebook business profile, and you also have your Google business profile as well, but it's suspended, okay? I can save you some money. I can get you into the Platinum package for the cost of the Essential, right?
Platinum, which is $500, and the Essential is $300.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm able to do that for you is because, once again, one of the things that you have done is we create websites here, but you have one already. So I'm not going to charge you for a website. Why would I do that? You have a Google Business Profile. It's suspended. That's not a problem for us. We can unsuspend it and do the programming. And we don't have to create your Facebook Business Profile. All we would have to do is run the ads for your profile. So what you would be getting with this package is Google Places. So it's your Google Business Profile. We're going to put you on Bing. We're going to do all the SEO, which is the search engine optimization, the keywords. The support here is the U.S., which is good. We'll do Facebook ads, so a portion of your program is going to go to Facebook. So that's really cool. It's kind of scary because you feel like they're listening to you sometimes, you know, which they are because your phone has a microphone.
They tell you, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Amazon Alexa and Google Home, we're going to include that as well. You're going to have a tracking and reporting system, and then you're also going to have the review monitoring tool. So that's really cool. So this is a tool you can send over to your clients so they can leave your review when you're done with the job. So the more reviews that you have, the better opportunities you're going to have as well, because just like anything, right? You go to a restaurant, you want good reviews. So I can get you in at $299 and see if I can waive your setup fee completely. That's what I want to do, because I don't want to charge you an arm and a leg for something like this. So I can get you the Platinum for the Essential. You have all these things in place already. And then, once again, the whole point here is to get this, get your online presence and exposure. Because I'll tell you one thing. Yeah, go ahead. You got a question?
Just quick question.
Sure.
So the Platinum one, what does the Essential not offer that the Platinum does? Besides, because you said, you don't have to do the website. You don't have to do the Facebook stuff. That you're mainly just doing the SEO, right?
Yeah, we're doing SEO. But look at the Essential. The Essential only has three things. Platinum.
Okay.
Yeah, you see it? It has Google Places, Bing, and SEO content creation. Look at the Platinum.
Yeah, okay.
You see, the Platinum has Google Places being SEO, the support here, so you're going to have someone that's going to be available when you call. Facebook advertisement, the popular directory submission, so we're going to put you on Yelp.
Facebook advertisement, Yelp.
Yeah. Yep, we're going to put you on Apple Maps. We're going to put you on Bing. We're also going to put you on Amazon Alexa and Google Home, so that's included in this package. You're going to have the review monitoring tool. Since you already have a website, we're not going to create one for you, so that's fine. Why would I charge you for a website? And then we're going to you have a tracking and reporting system. So the cool thing about this is you can download the app. You can actually check it out right now. If you were to put me on speaker and go onto your I don't know if you have an iPhone or Android. Do you have either or?
An iPhone.
Okay, cool. I have an iPhone too. So we're if you type in Local Splash, you'll see our app, right? You don't have to download it, obviously. But you'll see it's an orange L and a blue S, and that app tracks all your success that is going through Google in your campaign.
I'm sorry, I can't find it. Local Splash, one word or?
No, two words. So local and then splash, like local, like your local listing and
splash. Oh, got it.
Yeah, do you see it?
It says LS, right?
LS, yeah. It's the orange L and then blue S. You see that?
I forgot the word. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that application, we spent a lot of money to build that application. So that's pretty much like a mini CRM that you have, right? Like, so that way you see all the traction that's going on with your campaign. So not a lot of companies have that, and we have that, you know, for you, so you can see everything that's happening here, okay? So that's what we would be able to offer you today. So I would waive your setup fee, and then I would just get you in at $299. And once again, we'll make this a month-to-month service, so that way you don't have to, you know, you can see the results, right? The whole point is for this to pay for itself and you not, you know, having to pay for something that's not working for you. But here's the thing, you know, one of the things I promise you, I recommend this, once you get your Google Business Profile, once we get it unsuspended, one of the things that I'm going to encourage you to do, you and your wife, I think Tara talked to your wife this morning.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, Kim, right? Okay. I see it in the notes. Yep. So, one of the things that I recommend for both of you guys is, send the review link to your clients. Your past clients, or it could be friends or family that you've done work with. Doesn't necessarily, they don't have to write an essay, but the more reviews you have, the better, okay? And here's why.
Yes.
Okay?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chris.
Yeah.
I have the business page that I had running, it had reviews already on it.
Perfect.
Did I lose those reviews or?
No. How many reviews did you have there? Because I'm not able to see it because it's suspended.
I think it was like 7 or maybe a little bit more.
Good. That's a start. That's a start, right? But once again, I would try to get as much as possible. So, like, make it a priority every week. Maybe take 30 minutes out of the week and then just, like, contact your past clients, send a link over to them. And you know what I mean? Like, little by little, right?
Yeah. Yep. 100%.
Because here's the thing. There's, this company here. I'll send you over. Let me send you this company, okay, that's listed on the first page of Google. And I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. So I sent you another link. If you open that up, let me know when you see it, okay?
I just got it. Let me go check.
Cool. Yeah, if you got it, it'll take you directly there.
Is Queens, New York, Bed Bug, Roach, Pest Control?
Okay. Look how many reviews they got. Look what their rating is.
Where is that? I can't see that.
Do you see where they have 3.0 and then there are two reviews? Do you see the reviews?
I'm on the Google page. For some reason, it's not showing me the reviews. I'm just trying to look. Oh, right here. Oh, yeah, 3.0, two reviews.
Right? That's no bueno, man.
Horrible. Yeah, that looks very bad.
Exactly. And guess what? This guy's ranking on the first page.
That is crazy.
I know. So we can outrank him with the reviews that you already have. So, but the whole point of this, right, what I'm trying to make is the more reviews you have, the better, you know, people will feel good about things, right? They're going to get that confidence that you're going to be able to do the job and you're going to be able to do it right. So that's why I always encourage my clients, hey, get reviews. We give you a link you'd send over to them. After you're done with the job, I want to just let them know, hey, now that you have peace of mind, I'm happy and glad that it was able to help you. Can you leave a quick review as in cleaning up, right? And then they'll do it in front of you, man. And that, like, if you do that every time, it's just going to build your reviews. And that's something that a lot of customers don't really focus on. And that's a huge, huge contributor to your success online, you know?
The reviews. Okay.
Absolutely. So, but we'll help you with that. But, you know, one of the things is, you know, we're not there physically present when you're doing the job. So that's one of the things that I would highly recommend too. Right. And it could be friends.
Okay. Thank you.
It could be friends or family. Once again, Google's not going to go in there and they're going to be like, oh my God, this guy's not a client. Like, they don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, but they could just leave the 5 stars. There's, let's say you had a you know, family member you went, or a friend you helped out for little things, you know? Things
yeah,
like
I
that,
do have,
you know?
Actually have some, yeah, I've done jobs for. Yeah.
There you go. So that's something that will help you out in the long run. So,
okay.
So that's why we encourage that. And obviously we can't force a business owner, but that's something that, you know, I know I've been here for 7 years. And in the past 7 years, the people that really, you know, take their time and do the things right. Here's one of my clients too. Let me show you this guy. He does pest control too. Now that we're talking about pest control, this guy is blowing up like seriously blowing up. He's got a lot of things going on for his business, and I helped him out. So we just started with him like 2 months ago. But look how many reviews he's got. I'm going to send this to you, okay? It's going to be a huge link. Don't get scared, okay? But if you click on it, I'll show you this. This is my client, okay? His name is Lewis. And if you click on it, it says Lewis Pest Control. But we built this website, and look how many reviews this guy has. He's got 100 reviews, and then he's at a 5-star.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You see that? So we got him on Facebook. We got him on Yelp. He's not really focused on Yelp, which is okay, but we built his website too. So this website that we have here, we built it for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sold me a long time ago, so I'm ready.
Right, yeah. Well, the whole point is I want you to feel comfortable with things, and that's why, you know, at the end of the day, like, I want my clients to really understand that, you know, it's something that will work for them, and at the end of the day, it's something that will pay for itself, you know. So
yeah,
I just want to
ask. I have a lot of faith in you. Trustworthy guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, like, you know, if you stick with us on a monthly basis, we also have different other programs that you can upgrade to in the near future. Once you start seeing the traction with this, and that to me, it's like I'd rather build trust and build that confidence that this is going to work, so that way you feel good about it, Anthony. Right at the end of the day, that's
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So the website that I have, there's a gentleman who works on it. Will you guys work on it instead now, or?
Great question. So as far as the website, if the gentleman works on it, we can't go in there and, because he has access to your domain, he's got access to your credentials, okay? So let me ask you a question. Do you like your website?
It's okay.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Better yet, this question. Are you in a contract with that person assuming your website, or does he just how does it work currently with the website service you have?
Well, it's a little complicated to actually explain, but
okay.
So I bought it.
It's yours, right? You own the domain.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I do it with my father, who also has another website.
Okay.
And he's the one, my father's guy is the one that works on both of them. So.
Got it. Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry. I mean, cut you off. You're trying to explain what you're trying to get ahead
of.
No,
I'm sorry. But if I bought the website, it's my domain, right?
Yeah. So here's the way that it works. I'm looking at who actually, like, what template they're using for your website. It looks like they're using, like, a WordPress, as, like, the platform to build the website. So, yeah, if you bought the website, it looks like you like, the domain, that's pretty much your domain. It looks like you own it. Now, as far as the template and how your website is, here's the thing, right? If you ask, Here, let me send this to you right now. Here's an example of our website, the template. Okay, so give me 1 second. Pest control. Okay, you saw Lewis's website that I built for him. Okay, but here, check this one out. Okay, this is an example, and you can check it out as we're speaking as well. Okay, and I want to show you that how it can be improved in little ways. Okay, so let me just give you some advice, or if you allow me to. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I sent you an example of the website that we can build for you. Okay. So if you open up that link, it's called Pestmaster Pro. Do you see that?
Pestmaster Pro. Yep.
Okay. So if you click on the website, you know there's 5 tabs at the top. You have the home, the services. So if you click on services, you know you have a drop down of different services you offer. You can have one for like let's say bed bugs. And then, like, there's one that says Bed Bug Exterminator. You can click on that, right? So it'll have an example, and it pops up. Like, you see how the wordage, the thing pops out? It's, like, very interactive. You can also have another one with mites, if you're doing anything else, that's fine, right? Or different services. You can have different services that you have, whether it's, I think you have, like, one that says canine bug. Bed bug detection, you have, so that right there, like, you have it all in one place. Like, it's the way that you have it set up right now, it's just a one-page website for the most part, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one, you can have multiple tabs. So the home, the services, the about us, and then the gallery. Everything is separated. People can leave you a review directly from your website, and people can also schedule an appointment directly from the website. So if you look at the gallery, look how the pictures are, right? You can see, like, the little bed bug there too, and
on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so exactly. So you know, you could see a little bit more on the gallery portion of things. So it's more of an interactive website, and you know, that's obviously completely up to you, right? So I don't know if you like your current setup. We can use the logo, have a lot of the content that you have there, but use our template to do that.
At the moment, I'm gonna hold off for that one.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
I wanna figure out.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. So if you were able to ever to want us to do the website for you, I'll notate it here, and then I'll do you a solid. I'll throw it in there at no additional cost. Okay?
Okay.
Right.
The website?
If you were to move forward, down the road, yes. If you were to do it today, I'll charge you $99. So, but if you're down the road, I'll put notes here. We'll honor that.
Okay, so.
Okay?
So that was going to be my next question. Say,
sure.
I continue with the same website I have now.
Right.
And then in the future, I want to change, but I removed this one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be on Google without a website for a little while until I get a different one, or?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah. Maybe in the future I might switch on.
Yeah, but I do like
this website stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's up to you, right? Once again, you gotta, you know, I understand you're doing it with your dad too, and then so that's fine, and he's a family friend or whoever's doing your website. You can always think about it, and it's something that's on the table. I just want to give you your different options you have. That way you can kind of see what route you want to go.
I appreciate it.
No problem, for sure, man. I want to just give you a complete breakdown. So a couple things that I see here on your website, you got an email. And it's just allgonebedbug.ex@gmail.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Allgonebedbug.ex@gmail.com.
.ex, yep. Okay, gotcha. And that's a good email, like, for us to send you, you know, everything as well, right? Like, that's the email that you usually look at it for the business. Is that correct?
Yes. I have another one if you wanted to take it to. One second.
Yeah, this is just for us to communicate with you. So if that's one that you use, we can use that one. If you don't use this one very much, and it's just up to you, whatever you.
I use it. You could use that one. 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Give me one
second. Okay.
This wasn't you, right? Oh, no, this was something else.
Hello? Yeah, I know. Yeah, the last message I sent you was the example of the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Sorry for the hold.
No worries, you're fine. So, and then I have a few questions here. So, the name of the business, just the way that you have it on your profile and everywhere else, is just All Gone, All Gone Bed Bug Exterminator LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, all Gun Bug Exterminator. Yep.
Okay, got it. And then so the address that we have, like as far as the business where it's, you know, kind of like based out of is it's 65 and then dash 88. 102nd Street. Okay, got it. So that's cool.
Yeah.
And then this number that we're on, this is the number that your clients usually call you on, correct?
Correct. You said 102nd or 162nd?
162nd.
Oh, yeah. That's the one, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, the cool thing is that we put this number on Google and then it just fills it out for us. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
I love it. Yeah, that's our
technology.
It's because since we're partners with Google, like we enter this information and it just like they do all the work. That's awesome. I love it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. And then Anthony, what is your last name? This is for account purposes. We're not going to share it with the public.
Balseca. So B as in boy.
Okay.
A-L-S-E-C-A.
Gotcha. I got it. Balseca. Okay. Do you speak Spanish by chance or no?
A little bit. I grew up my Puerto Rican side more, so, you know, they don't...
Okay, I hear you. I hear you. Yeah. So, what do you think about Bunny running the Super Bowl halftime?
I can't wait for that day.
Oh,
I know a lot of people mad, but...
No, I'm not mad. I'm Latino, man, so, you know...
Oh, good. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm Latino, so I'm all for, you know, like the... And I've been listening to Bad Bunny for a very long time, so it's gonna be different.
He's the greatest right now.
He is. Yeah. I mean, you look at all his Spotify streams and just YouTube streams and everything. It's just like, man, this guy, I don't know, he's good.
He's gonna blow up this Super Bowl. People who don't even watch football are going to watch it.
I'm pretty sure. That's for sure. That's for sure. So I don't know about the two teams because my team is like they're nowhere to be found for the past I don't know how many years, but. But, you know, it's gonna be good. You know, the Super Bowls are always fun, so it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
So, all right. And then I have a few questions for you. Now, as far as like the hours of operation, I don't know what you have listed on your Google Business profile, but like we can always modify that. What times would you like to take calls from your clients?
Okay, so I had 24 hours, but
I
wanted to change that because
I
could pick up calls from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m., but I can also, like, answer text messages or emails after hours, too. I don't know if we could put that anywhere, but...
Here's the thing. I mean, here's what I recommend, if you don't mind me recommending stuff. Well, let me ask you this before. Have you had anyone call you, like, past, like, midnight or 11? I'm not sure.
No.
Okay, cool. So keep the 24 hours. Here's why. Because people will see that you're open for, you know, your schedule's open.
Okay.
Because this is just to take phone calls. It's not like to, you know, it's not like you're going to go out there, like, at 2 in the morning and do.
I get it.
Right, yeah. So you're talking about it. But, you know, and that way just gives people that visual. Like, for example, that company has 3 stars with 2 reviews. They're open 24 hours. So, you know, you got a lot of companies that do that just because we just want to get those types of calls. And once again, you could set an appointment at whatever time you feel comfortable. So I would recommend leaving it there. And then is the company, I know you're licensed. I mean, are you licensed and insured as well? Post?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's really good. So people they love to see that. And then another thing that I wanted to ask you as well is you wanted it to do, like, what a radius you want to really get into? So you mentioned the 5 boroughs. You're going into Long Island. What other, like, places would you want?
I could also do...
Jersey?
Parts of Jersey, yeah.
Okay. So, okay. I'm just going to put here Queens, Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah, New York is a petri dish. I love New York. It's just like, oh, it's crazy. I don't know.
Do you live in New York?
Energy. No. I live in California. So all the Google partners are in California. Yeah, but I have family. So I would go there, like I said, in Long Island. So I would go every year, you know. But I love going there because it's like you get to see, like, a lot of stuff. Like, it's very diverse. And I think people are just more real, man. I don't know, you know, like, L.A., you got this.
I think California is pretty cool, too, though. The two best cities in America.
Exactly. So, like, that's why, you know, California has a different, like, California is like a pancake. It's more spread out. New York is more like they're building up. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And then New York has a lot of nostalgia. I mean, like, you're talking about, like, the Ninja Turtles, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just has a lot of stuff
everything.
Where you're, like, everything, you know? And then, you know, a lot of Batman stuff. Like, I'm huge on like, Batman anyhow, but, you know, it just has the diversity stuff. Like, it's cool. And I got a chance to go to the Empire State Building, and then we did the whole, what is that, Central Park was pretty cool. Like, you know, did a couple of things when I go there just to check out new things. And then the Chinatown, like, I was like, amazed how their food, like, the OG food
so
from,
cheap,
like,
yeah.
Yes,
really
exactly.
good food.
Yes. So it's just, like, and then the pizza there's different. I don't know if it's just the area, whatever's in the air, whatever, you know. Like,
the number one pizza
different.
In the world.
Exactly. So, you know, I tried Chicago's style pizza, too, but it's not like New York, you know. So, like, I just love going there. You know, and then the crazy part is, like, when I was there and I went to go to the subway, but you guys have rats, like, huge rats.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
These guys are like mini possums. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like, that's crazy, you know? But yeah, it's pretty cool. You get to see a little bit of everything, and it's just like, you get to appreciate just a different type of vibe, you know? You know, it's just, it's cool.
Yeah, it's always good for a change.
Good for a change, for sure. I think I got to go this year, for sure. I told my uncle, I promised him, I'm like, I would try to go every single year, and I haven't gone for the past 2 years, but I bought a house just recently, and I'm like, you know, when you buy a house, there's a lot of things that go behind with the house. So,
yeah,
you
got to fix
it,
yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to fix it, paint it, remodel it, and so forth. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm putting these notes down here. Let's see. And then you also got, okay, cool. And then another question for you. So right now, yeah, as far as the keywords, so obviously it's going to be bed bugs for sure. But what other, you know, kind of keywords you feel you want to get found for? We'll know. This is just for the technician to, like, look up certain keywords in the area just to kind of get an idea.
Okay. Bed bug exterminator, pest control.
Okay.
What's that saying?
Good mites. Mites.
Yeah, mites. Okay. Yeah, the stuff that I have can kill mites and other stuff too. But
okay, cool.
I want to just focus strictly on bed bugs, but
bed bugs.
A lot of people don't
yeah.
have mites, so.
Right. Okay, we'll do that. Okay, no problem. And then the cool thing is that our technicians are going to know how people are searching it. So we're not going to guess. This is just to let them know what you do, and then they're going to put the keywords into the Google Analytics system so that we know that how to really program you in the right way, which is cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, I know.
That
That's
is cool.
awesome. That is really good. And then, okay, so we got that. Okay, just putting notes here. And then, so you also mentioned, so you got your website, so I'll include the link to your website here. And then our technicians, once again, they're going to go ahead and call Google so that way we can get your Google business profile unsuspended. So we'll get that done for you too. And then get the optimization done for that as well. And you said you had about 7 reviews there, right, give or take?
I believe so. I don't remember exactly what it was.
No worries.
I've been,
Yeah, no worries.
Chris, one more question.
Sure.
So what would you say the difference is between this that I'm doing and advertising on Google?
Okay, so the Google ads can get a bit expensive. So the ads can be anywhere from $5 to $10 per click, okay? So we also do Google ads. If you want to run Google ads, we can do that. We also have another system called Google Verified. Google Verified is like a pay-per-lead service. So the cool thing that Google did is they saw companies like Angie, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, Porsche, House, you know, Nextdoor, right? These are all lead companies. So what Google did is like, wait a minute, if you actually think about it, if you type in, you know, bed bug extermination or exterminator, you're going to have the people that are in the map section, and then you're also going to have people in, like, listings, like Angie, it'll say test 10 best exterminators, or Yelp, text 10 best. Okay, so what they do is they actually buy a listing on Google, and then they're selling the leads to you and your competitor. So what Google did, yeah, so what you're doing is that you're promoting your own company as a sole entity, which in the long run, like, it's like owning and renting a home. You would be owning this, because if you were to cancel, you keep everything, Right? If you, you know, with HomeAdvisor, Angie, they're selling you per lead. But Google did, they one-upped them, right? So about a year and a half ago, they came out with their own program. It's called Google Verified. Now, Google Verified is a pay-per-lead service. Matter of fact, I'll give you a quote on what it would be for those, okay, for a lead in your area. So let me let me go into their back office real quick and tell you exactly what that is. So for pest control, okay, and you can be focal on, you know, bed bugs only, so that's not an issue. And then I'm looking at, give me 1 second here. Just want to make sure I enter the right zip code. I got 11365, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, here we go. So it's a little expensive. It's about anywhere from $53 to $60 a lead. Okay.
Mm.
So, but that's something you can always upgrade in the near future once you get traction. But what Google did is they're guaranteeing a customer that you are the top recommended option in the sponsored section. So they create that ad, okay? So that can get more expensive, but it's also a very good way to get clients. Now, Google
more
ads.
More exposure.
Yeah, exactly. Google ads are anywhere from $5 to $10 a click. The only bad thing about that, that's why I don't really go like recommend that to begin with, is someone can just click on your ad so many times and there goes $10.
Oh, wow, I see.
Yeah, I know, right? So, you know, when you do a search and you're looking for something, where do you usually search? In the map section for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're offering you here. If you always want to run ads or even do the Google Verified, you can always do that down the road. And they do require 3 things to qualify for the Google Verified. They do a background check to make sure you don't have anything major on your background, murder, armed robbery, stuff like that, right? And then they do require that you're licensed and insured, which you are, and that's it. Okay?
Okay.
So
I get
it. You can do that later down the road. It's just more expensive. So right now I'm trying to get you the best for the least cost, the most cost-effective program, right?
Yeah, I could do it later, like I said.
Exactly. And then later on, if you're wanting to expand, start seeing traction, I'll tell you this right now. Just hear me out. You're gonna end up canceling HomeAdvisor because they're gonna charge you a lot per lead. So just be careful with that. Depending on what platform you get with them, but with this, it's just you're like I said, you're promoting your own company as a sole entity on Google, right? And then you're also running the Facebook ads, which is cool. So people, it happens to me all the time, like especially for Christmas when I'm looking for stuff on Google and I forget about it, and then I log into my Facebook, it gives me what I was looking at on Amazon.
On an ad, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to get that. Let me get that now. So, you know, it's pretty cool how it works. But the more online presence you have, the better it is. So it's expensive, and that's something that, once again, right now, it's just get your foot in the door, and then you can always upgrade to those campaigns at any given moment, right? So
that's just
my recommendation, right? Sorry it kind of went long.
Thank you for
that, but I wanted to just to kind of break it down how it would work.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. Okay, so I pretty much got everything here for the most part. Let's see. Okay, cool. So the next thing we have to do is we have to – oh, let me put that – I'm giving you the price of $299. So I'm waiving your setup fee completely and just getting you our platinum package, which is $299. So I want to do that. So that sticks in for sure. Okay. So I put that in there. And then you spoke to Tara, right? She's the person that originally spoke to you.
Right. I didn't. I spoke to her for a few minutes.
Kim spoke to her this morning, I believe. Okay, cool. So, Tara does a great job of kind of explaining a little bit more of what we do, which is awesome. All right, so I'll do that. And then we're going to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. So this is verification to let you know everything that we're doing for you and so forth. And then once we're done with that, we're going to schedule an onboarding call, okay? So I'm just filling this in. Okay, so everything is pretty much done here. So in order to secure the $299, what would you like to use, a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express?
Visa, my pants. Check my pants pocket, the front.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then I'll if you give it to me, I'll verify for accuracy. You're also going to receive your invoice and everything, okay? Everything you do for marketing, I don't know if you knew this, but you can always do for your tax write-offs. So please keep all your invoicing as well.
Okay. I didn't know that. Thank you for the information.
I'm telling you, I'm trying to help you as much as possible.
I really appreciate you.
Absolutely, man. And then also, I'm shooting you my direct contact information while you get that, so that way, if you have any questions, you can always let me know. I will tell you, I'm not a technician. So I can't help you with technical stuff. But as far as everything else, I'll be able to help you out. Okay, so I just pass
it
over.
Sounds good.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, I'll take that and I'll enter into the system.
Chris from Local Spies, I'm on.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so anytime I have anything I want to ask, I could just call you directly, right?
Yes, yeah. So if you have questions about, any of the campaign, you can call me and I'll be available. If I don't get to you right away, I might be on the phone, but I'll get to you at one point,
Okay.
I usually takes about 30 to 45 minutes on the call. It just depends on, if people have questions and so forth,
I'll just go ahead.
Okay.
Because they're verified with Google. One second, Chris.
Sure, no worries.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I got you.
I found the card. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So I'll repeat them to you for accuracy, and then, we'll get the expiration month and year and security code. So whenever you're ready.
Okay. So are you ready now?
Yeah, go ahead.
4117.
Okay.
7370. 2666. 4242.
Gotcha. Okay. And expiration month and year?
10/27.
Okay. And there's a 3-digit security code on the back of the card.
194.
Okay. So let me repeat that to you. Just make sure we got it correct. So I got 4117-7370-2666-4242. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and then give me one second. Oh, shoot. That was a Visa or MasterCard? Sorry.
Visa card.
Okay, update. Okay. Got it. Oh, I see. Okay, there we go. All right, got it. So what we're going to do is we're going to read a 90-second voice verification once again. This is just going to outline the service agreement with you and let you know that everything that we're going to do for you. It's an added form of protection for you. So, before I process anything, I'm just going to walk you through this. And then if you have any questions, you can say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? And then I'll be able to really, be really break down for you, okay? Everything that I'm going over this, okay? So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is recorded for quality assurance. And it's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All Gone Bedbug Exterminator.
All right, thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Anthony Balseca, owner.
Gotcha. Please state, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. It says, get results as fast as possible. It is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes, but can you repeat that again? You broke up in the beginning. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah, I could repeat that for sure. It says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you a security question, okay? A security question and answer. So that means if we call you and you're like, wait a minute, are you guys Local Splash? You know it's us, okay? You've got three questions to choose from, your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in or your first pet's name? What question do you think would be ideal for you?
City I was born in.
Okay, cool. And what city were you born in?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay. You're from Brooklyn. Okay, awesome. All right.
Yes.
And then, with that being said, I just got to finish this here. Okay, here we go. Got that. Now, as a part of the verification process, right, we're going to go ahead and unsuspend your Google Business profile. So they might ask you for a couple things, you know, just in case, business license, proof of insurance. Would you be able to provide that if necessary when getting your business profile suspended?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now, I do have you at a discounted rate, so the price point I got you is a $299 for the Platinum package, and we're waiving all your setup fees. So it'll be a $299, and, you know, it's a month-to-month program. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is call client support. So I sent you over that number. It's basically the 877 number. And you have my extension. When you need to get a hold of me, you can type in my extension, but that 877 number is just the toll-free number, right, that we have.
Okay.
Okay. So,
I'm sorry, Chris, one more question.
Sure.
So you said that it's $299 month to month until I want to cancel, right?
Sure. Yes. Uh-huh.
It stays $299 with the Platinum package until I cancel, right?
Yeah, 100%. So this is not going to go up at all whatsoever. It'll stay at the $299 price point. Yeah,
okay.
You're locked in. You're locked into that price point. So I wouldn't do any malice stuff like we're bumping. No, you're not paying per lead. You're not paying per call. This is a flat rate of $299. Okay.
Okay.
You know. So and then I also sent you your invoice and your terms and conditions. What you can do is you can check out everything that we have for you there in writing. We do ask for you to give us some time. In your case, it's going to be done quickly. Since you have a Google Business profile, we don't have to create a whole new one. All we would have to do is unsuspend it and start the programming. So you'll see results much faster. You know, for companies that have nothing going on, like zero, not even a profile, it could take longer, you know. So just giving you a heads up, it'll be quick for you since you already have all these things in place, okay?
Okay.
One of the things I highly also recommend is that you actually, you know, start getting some reviews, and we're going to give you a tool. You know, that way you could just – something just to always keep in mind and just kind of have it as your normal routine for business, like once you're done with the job and so forth, you know, because that's gonna go a long way, right? Just like you and I, when we're looking for restaurants, you're looking for a pizza spot, you look at the reviews, you look at the website, you're like, okay, let's go check it out, right? But if they, you know, if you have, like, you know, not so good reviews, which in your case you do, but it's something that's going to help you out with your reputation as the business grows, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just one thing I want to just kind of throw out there just for you to know, okay?
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Okay, absolutely. All right, so then now I'm also looking at the client onboarding call. So this is when you're going to get on the phone with the technician. Did you receive your invoice and everything as well?
Nothing yet.
I should have sent it to you via email and then also through text messages. So email, I don't know if you had correspondence before. You might it might be like in your
I just got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So when you get into that, you're gonna have like your initial invoice. You click on it, you type in your first and last name, and that's gonna give you access to your dashboard. So your dashboard, one of the things I wanted to let you know is you could change a lot of things that is going on with your campaign in the dashboard, and then you should also, when you get a chance, download the Local Splash app. And that way, when you get onboarded with the technician, they'll give you credentials of how to utilize the app, right?
Okay.
I'm also go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna keep telling you to repeat it just so I could understand. So you said that somebody is gonna call me later for the final onboarding process, and when I get into the email, I'm going to click access my dashboard and edit it, right?
Yeah, so basically you in your invoice, you're gonna receive your invoice, and to have access to your dashboard, it'll say click here to accept subscription terms. You type in your first and last name, that'll take you to your dashboard.
Okay.
Okay. And then, so the onboarding call, okay, I got the available time, goodness gracious, it's already 6:11. Okay. So I got availability. Everything's booked out for today. I got availability tomorrow. And here's another time that you have, okay, that you have available. I got a time available at 11, let's see, 2 p.m., 5 p.m., or 6 p.m. What would work for you, Beth?
Is that 2 p.m., 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern time or
yeah,
California?
Your time.
Oh, my time.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You said 2 p.m., 5 p.m. 5 p.m. is good.
5 p.m. is good? Okay, cool. I'll put you down here. And what I'm also doing is I'm sending you an invitation, like on your calendar, like a calendar invite, so that way you have that as well, okay? I'm sending it to your email, so that way you don't forget. If anything changes or you get busy or whatever, you can always let me know, and then I can always reschedule it for you, so that's not, have to, like, worry about that. And it'll be in English as well, so... We have Spanish speakers, but you don't speak Spanish. English is love to flash Spanish. English.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. All right, local slash English. Okay. So, yeah, the tech will walk you through all that. And then what I'm also sending you through text message is a YouTube video of how you can use your dashboard. It's pretty cool. So you can just kind of look at it, when you have time. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Most definitely. Okay, see, I am.
I don't know my fucking password.
Your password for the...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out the password to download the app.
Gotcha. I see what you mean. Okay. All right, so I'm sending this YouTube video. It should be sending you text message already. Okay. All right. And then I also sent you the invitation for the client onboarding call tomorrow. It's going to be at 5 p.m. your time. So it'll be 2 p.m. my time. It'll be 5 p.m. your time.
Okay.
So you should have received that. And then whenever you get a chance, you click on the subscription terms. That's going to give you access to your dashboard. Once you're on that page, you're good to go. Like, the technician will walk you through it and show you how to log in. They're going to give you your credentials, everything. Okay. So you don't have to worry about, oh, what's my password or anything like that,
Mm-hmm. So you recommend I do it right now then? The click here?
Yeah.
The terms screen?
Yeah. Yep. So just you click on that, look it up, and then type in your first name, last name. That'll just give you access to your dashboard, so that way you're in your dashboard or have access to that. And then once you do, then you're good to go. Tomorrow the client onboarding call, they're going to give you your credentials to all that. And then when you get a chance, if you're able to download the app, that way you have things ready. So when the technician is going through everything, you just have access to it. That's all. Yeah.
Okay. So I accepted. I put my name in.
Cool.
Then it said, "Welcome to Local Splash. Sign in your credentials." You said somebody's going to send me the credentials, right?
Yes. Perfect. So you're good to go right there. Yeah. So tomorrow with the technician, they're going to give you those credentials for your dashboard. So don't worry about that now. You're good.
Okay. Cool.
Okay,
and I just downloaded the app. So.
Yep. All right, awesome. And then you're set. So the same credentials that you're going to have for your dashboard are going to be the same credentials for your app. So as long as you download it, you're ahead of the ballgame. So tomorrow, when they have that onboarding call, it's just much quicker. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's going to save some time. I don't know. I like to be, always prepared. It's kind of weird. Like, if you look at my car, I got, an umbrella. I got chairs. My wife gets so mad at me, but it's like, hey, there you go. You needed a sweater, right? You needed a blanket. It's in the car. All right. So I pretty much got everything ready here. Any other questions that you have for me?
No, I just received a client interview. That's the thing for tomorrow, right?
Yes, that's the onboarding call. It's labeled as a client interview. The onboarding call with one of our technicians tomorrow. And that's where they're going to – everything that I enter into the system, the technician is going to do their homework. So when they call you, they're going to just go through all the process, right? They're going to – the technician is going to help you with your campaign.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then,
all right.
Oh, I got another one. Local
sure.
Splash. Oh, no. This is going to be with the next person that I speak to, right? The pictures, the details mentioned below, right?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so it's just we're sending you a couple emails, just like onboarding emails and stuff, but the technician, once again, is going to go over all the breakdown and, you know, they're going to help you with all that. So it's very easy to do. You're not gonna have an issue at all. If I can have an Amish person do it, then you'll be able to do it.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you so much, Chris.
No worries. We're good to go. So, Anthony, I appreciate your time. Thank you for giving me your trust, and I know this will work for you. Just once again, you know, work on those reviews on your end. We'll work on everything on our end, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Have a good rest of your night. We'll talk tomorrow.
You too. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.